back in the day, I was the program director of a rock station.
Right.
In Charlotte. So as a PD at a rock station or any radio station, you would get calls from record company people trying to get you to play their songs.
Right. Or like when we were at our last station, they would show up. With, remember, they had all kinds of like crazy little things to get our attention. They would give us like little mini record players and be like, here, listen to this song. And they would find like some clever way to get you to listen to the new, you know, fill in the blank, Meghan Trainor, Ed Sheeran, some artist you never heard of that they're pushing.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But when you're the PD, it's just relentless.
Oh, I'm sure.
Trying
right.
to get you to play their song. So, I actually saved some voicemails.
No way!
From my old record company people calling me to try to get me to play their songs. And you'll hear a couple of different people on this. The first one is a guy named Dwayne Ward, who passed away, God, probably 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Dwayne would be, he would be calling me when The Sopranos were first run. So he would call me on Monday after The Sopranos aired on Sunday, and we would spend 2 hours talking about The Sopranos, and we would say stuff like, I can't believe we just spent 2 hours talking about a show that's 45 minutes long.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of times, and you know me with phone calls, I don't answer phone calls, so all the phone calls went to voicemail.
Yeah, the shocking thing is that you would be on the phone, let alone 2 hours. But look, he understood you. He got you immediately. Talked to him about Sopranos, and you got that PD talking away.
Yeah, and then hang out with me a lot. And, I mean, he became a really good friend.
Right.
He's the one who actually got me to work for Atlantic Records.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So,
that's
really good
wow,
guy.
Impressive.
Gary Gratzer, you're going to hear from Virgin Records. We talked about him before. He wanted me to pick up the Spice Girls with him at the airport.
Right.
Old school guy. So there's a bunch of different people on his voicemail, and you'll hear what it's like behind the scenes of a radio station to get songs played on the air.
Wow.
And Dwayne just nonstop talks about The Sopranos when he calls.
Okay, got it. I'm ready.
And you'll hear Dwayne a lot, because Dwayne would call probably 6-7 times a day on my voicemail.
Oh, geez.
You ever notice that when you walk through a men's shithole bathroom, the laces on your shoes is always fucking wet when you walk out? What do you wear?
What?
That was the whole voicemail.
What even was that? Okay.
Yeah, you don't even hear, it's Dwayne, here's my number, call me. It's just a random thought he'll put down on my voicemail.
4 pounds. Right. No, 8 pounds. That's what he says, 8 pounds. Anthony? Dwayne, 220. Call me in the office. Mm-hmm. I see how it is. Dwayne, 3 o'clock's in here looking at your playlist. No, Matthew Good. Mm-hmm. Alrighty then.
So I didn't add his song. See, he's quite upset now. So,
right. I love that he called you 220, then again at 3. Like, wondering why you hadn't called yet. As if you're just sitting, you know, program directors are busy. You're lucky if they get back to you in a day, let alone in a few minutes.
But then he looks up my playlist and finds out I didn't add his song. Now he's upset.
Right. Okay. Uh-oh.
Do it again. Hey, bully, go get my bolt crackers out of the car. Call me, Aunt Me. Gratzer here.
Okay, so Gary Gratzer, old school record rep. His brother was the drummer for REO Speedwagon.
Oh, wow.
And just a really good guy, old school, passed away probably 3-4 years ago.
Jay Leno, okay. This evening. And that would be the boys from the Straight Up Project doing Angel's Son on Jay Leno. Uh-huh. That'd be nice. It's going to happen. Let your listeners know, please, during that fine drive time show of yours called Rock the House with Long Hair. Or, no, wait, that's a different show. Anyway.
Wrong station.
Talk to the traffic copter guy every 5 minutes. No, that's a different show, too. No, that is your show. It's every 10 minutes, though, isn't it? All right, buddy. Cracking jokes with
well.
Copter dudes. There you go. That's the name of your show. Now I remember. Leno, this evening, straight up, Angel Sun. You know, once in a while you can try to call me. Anthony! Hey,
oh,
Dwayne,
God, here we go again.
Thursday. Out and about on a gorgeous Thursday. Nice Carolina blue skies. Call me when you get in today. I want to see if you've listened to the Matthew Good yet.
Oh, God.
And,
oh, you're not editing this Matthew Good.
You know, we should get together this week and have some dinner, some lunch, some brunch.
Uh-huh. So, right, so you can add Matthew Good that you're not going
to
add.
Fuck, yeah. Call me. Antonio, Dwayne,
oh,
4 o'clock Monday. Call me in the office. Listen to
Is
my
he a
Matthew
friend or
Goodman,
a stalker?
Time bomb. And call me. Call me, call me. You know, you projected everything exactly right. It's 11:15, it's Monday, it's Dwayne, and I want some. Call me.
I gotta tell you, I don't know if he's straight. Is he straight?
Very straight.
Okay, as a woman, that's scary. Like, if I ever went out with him and had sex with him, and then was treated to all these phone calls all the time, every day, like, this is... It's a little much. I mean, I realize that he's sort of your friend and it's a business relationship and you're a PD, but it's really over the top.
Yeah, he's nonstop. And the girl that you're going to hear at some point, they ended up dating and hooking up and all that. So another story for another day.
Yeah, you think you got a deep voice? Well, my voice is a lot deeper than yours. My voice is so deep that I have to carry my balls around in a wheelbarrow. All right, mister? So don't give me that.
Oh, right, he thinks he's funny.
Voice.
I forgot.
Anthony, it's JJ. the truth of the matter.
My real voice sounds like this.
Oh, God. Oh,
hi. Call me if you can. Mm-hmm. You know what? You're actually pretty good about calling back. So I'm hoping that you will exercise that this time as well. Just want to chat with you about Metallica real quick. I'm sorry to be playing Spin Police. We're trying to keep this thing number one for another week. And
yeah, play my song more is
right.
Their MO. So
not just right, and not just that you're playing the song, you're not playing it enough.
I'm not
I'd like you to
it
play
enough.
It more.
I got
to
keep it at number one. It's Metallica.
It's your job to keep his band at number one
right now. So
yeah, it's the biggest rock record in the country, so you got to play it more.
I just wanted to chat with you about that.
Uh-huh.
So did you play it more?
Do I have to bring my goddamn bat up there and just hit you over the head with it to get you to add the goddamn stir record? Jesus Christ. Batwoman here.
She got her name because she came to the station with a bat because I didn't add the Foo Fighters.
You didn't add the Foo Fighters? Oh, you should have been hit over the head with a bat.
The Foo Fighters' Big Me. That wasn't a good record.
Right. All right. Well, it's still the Foo Fighters.
But this is her. This is how she talks to me.
How are you? When I saw your ads come through, I said, you know, I'm going to pick up that phone and call Anthony right now and hand it to him.
Yeah. And she's the head of Capitol Records, by the way. She's not letting the local guy handle it. She's going to call me directly.
Directly, right.
You love Stir. What is holding up this record? What the fuck is Zoppy? I'm just doing this because I can with you, because Joe's a rookie and he doesn't have the relationship to totally yell at you. So can you call me back? I'm on the cell. Late ads will be taken. Thank you. Bye.
Late ads will be taken.
I love that the guy that's supposed to call you, she's like, nah, screw that. I'm calling him.
Yeah, and I'm cursing him out on his voicemail.
So I'm still confused about pussy.
Oh, him again.
Working for another gang, or is he working for the government? Your thoughts. Give me a buzz.
Yeah, hi, Anthony. I hope you don't mind if I call you Anthony. I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Tony Soprano.
Oh,
so
God.
Now this is the Columbia guy trying to get me to add Woke Up This Morning.
I'm sure you're aware there's a soundtrack on C2 Records, okay? And there's a song on the soundtrack by A3 called Woke Up This Morning. Well,
A3 does some good stuff. I have them all over my playlist.
TV show on. And if you're smart, you'll put this on the radio a couple of times. Play it maybe on the afternoon show. Your listeners will call up and you give them some soundtracks. It's very easy. It's very easy to understand.
See, you put the song on, You play it, people call up, and we give them free stuff. This is what he's telling me.
And it's not complicated. Right. And I'm sure it goes without saying that if you was to do something like that there, you'd have the complete support and appreciation, I might add, of Mr. Soprano. So if you got any questions, call me up. No, I'll tell you what, better yet, call up my friend. He lives closer to you. Here's his number, 770.
I don't know, man. I think Pussy's a government spy
now. Oh, Jesus.
I think Pussy's working for the gov. I think there's something up with Pussy. I think Tony better watch out for Pussy. You know, Pussy can be dangerous. Dwayne, call me.
He just likes saying that over and over.
Anthony Mariner, Friday afternoon.
Okay, so here's the story on this one. Ray Mariner wanted me to come to the beach. He was going to give me a beach room because they're having this big party.
Okay.
But I said, I'm not going because there's a guy named Val who's going to be there. And I hate Val with a passion.
Okay.
Val fired me from one job. So I'm not going to show up if Val is there. So you can beg me all you want to come. I'm not coming and if he's not there. So that's the background.
Just want to let you know. Just found out. I got it. Don't worry. It's good. Thanks, man.
Hello, dude, you're on the phone.
Listen, dickhead, I'm telling you, I'm leaving a message for Anthony Michaels that Val is coming today, that's Friday, but he's leaving tomorrow, so he won't even be here when you come. So don't be a hosehead and not show up, okay? You come on.
This is so Cooper Lawrence. If that person is there, I'm not coming.
Yeah, that's 100%. I love that you channeled me for this.
Before I even knew you. I'm not coming unless this guy...
If he's there, yeah.
Yeah, this guy, I don't want
to
see
Saturday,
him.
Saturday, Val leaves on Saturday. You don't even have to hang with Val, okay?
Mm.
Don't be a cockhead. Come on down. If you're not coming, though... I don't know why I think you're not coming. I think you're going to stand me up. I feel like a girl waiting for my date for the prom.
See? That's what I'm saying. He's a little stalkerish.
Anyway.
This is a different guy. This isn't Dwayne. This is Dwayne's buddy, Ray.
Let me know if you're not coming. So I can't.
Did you go?
But I'm not camping. Yeah. You know what? You're coming.
You did
so
go.
That's it.
Okay.
If you don't come, I will never let you forget it. I will torture you. Drive down. Come on down. We're going to have a good time. Val won't be here. Okay? That's all I got to say. Here's my cell number if you need me. 770.
Hey, Anthony. It's Harry from Hollywood, man. I thought you were. I happened to be driving through Charlotte about a week ago, and I thought I heard you on the air, and sure enough, it is you. You're back.
So that's how record company people get songs played on the radio.
They harass program directors endlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And non-stop. They take you out to dinner and they buy you stuff. And then I love the fact that the Metallica guy, JJ, you already added the song. He's like, yeah, you got to play it more now.
Yeah.
What? I already added it. Don't tell me how long I got to play it or how much I got to play it. No, you got to play it more. I need to stay number one in the country.